B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
DeSean Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, I don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Everybody, happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. What a treat today. We love being on the road. I especially love being at my favorite haunt. That's right, Primo Hoagies in Old City, right on 3rd and Market. It's the best. I go back since the beginning with Primo's, and they're my family, and always love when we get to do a broadcast, and I love the Center City. We're in Old City right now, and I love it. It's the best. Come on by, hang out with us, and I got some Primo gift cards to give you. We got $2 off Primo size sandwiches, $3 off the holes. We got steaks too. We got some cheesesteaks along with the hoagie, so I'm looking to dive into a Primo cheesesteak. That's right. All right, so we got lots to get to today. The last time, I'm going to save the lead, which is the Sixers and Flyers, for just a moment. But I do want to get this out here first. The last time I did a show at Primo's, it was the week of the Super Bowl. In fact, I was actually leaving to go to Minnesota right after the broadcast. So we did the show. It was a Tuesday. And then we were out and on the way to Minnesota to do the show from the Super Bowl. And with the Eagles playing the Patriots Sunday, it's a perfect bookend. I'm thinking about it. I'm remembering the Super Bowl. So I want you to take me back to that week and the leading up to it, all your favorite moments from leading up to that week of the Super Bowl, and then, of course, the game itself, and then the party afterwards. Because I don't want to lose it. With New England coming to town, this is it. And this is that was the greatest moment for most of us when it comes to sports in Philadelphia. 4-for-4 moment. I mean, that week was the greatest party ever. And it's amazing because what the Super Bowl did was render almost everything that happened beforehand, it rendered it meaningless. All those NFC Championship game losses, all that stuff, all rendered meaningless. So I want to relive those moments with you. And I was at, it was the best, man. I remember we were at the Primo Hoagies. Eric, where was the Primo Hoagies? What's the one? Sicklerville? We were there. That's my man, EB, Eric Bonner. All right. So we were at the Sicklerville location, and we couldn't wait to go, and, we were going to Minnesota, freezing, and we're invading the town. It was incredible. So I got to relive that, because I need some happiness in my life. I have Sixer angst, and I'm trying to be patient. Now, I know Brett drives you nuts, right? I know he does. I know that we watch games, and we saw the last two games, and the last two games were putrid, right? They were ugly. They escape against a really bad Cleveland team. And then last night with no Embiid, they lose. And even worse than losing to Orlando is losing to Orlando with a fourth quarter meltdown, right? Looking awful in that fourth quarter. Struggling to get good shots off. Once again, they don't play bully ball. Once again, now again, without Embiid, it's hard. But they're not going to win without playing bully ball. They have to play this way. It's the only way that they can win because they're not a good shooting team. I understand, and Brett said it last night, and I know it probably drove you nuts, that he expects his team to kind of get together until after Christmas. So he's looking at 2020. To really kind of get you to where they're into a rhythm. But once again, they take entirely too many threes. They're 8-for-30 from three-point land. Listen to me. They don't belong in that land, all right? That land is not for them. That's a terrain that they can't handle because they can't shoot. Now, you know, you got to keep teams honest. So, you know, you want to shoot 10, all right? Like, 30 is ridiculous. Again, they're not a good shooting team. They have to win by playing defense. They have to win by imposing their will and getting runouts. And I feel your frustrations. I honestly feel your frustration. I really do. I get it. And because I feel the same way. And all I'm going to tell you is I'm trying to have exhibit patience. Because the thing is going to happen. They do need to play together. That's a truism. That's real that they need to play together. So I'm just going to be your sounding board. I'm not going to gripe. I'll let you guys gripe, and we'll talk about it. Just so you know, nobody's getting fired, and there's no trades yet. All right? They're going to try to play. They're going long game. But everything you feel, I kind of feel the same way. Now to the good. The good last night was the Flyers. They are playing amazing hockey. I mean, Carter Hart was incredible last night. All through the shootout, I mean, up until through overtime, I mean, they played their hearts out last night. That's a great team, that Washington team. They now have taken the Maple Leafs on the road in Toronto to a shootout and won. The Bruins on Sunday to a shootout and won. And then last night, they take that mighty Caps team. I mean, they're loaded, right? Kunetsov and Ovi, and they're just all over them. Carlson, like, they got everything. Wilson, you know, Oshie. They just go on and on and on and on. That's a great team. And the fact that these young dudes played incredible, spirited hockey. They were tremendous last night. And remember, that first period, they were up and down. Like, I mean, the Caps controlled that first period in a big way. And they stood the test. They were incredible. Incredible. I tell you, I love watching. And they deserved your attention over the Sixers last night. They were tremendous. That young team, that young core, that goalie. And as we sit here today, and Ed Barkowitz had a great story in the Daily News remembering Pelly Lindbergh when Pelly passed away. 34 years ago today. So I'm watching Carter Hart last night, and, you know, mind's wandering back. Like, is he going to be the next one? Is he going to be the next goalie? I sure hope so. And he was phenomenal last night. Let me get to Chunas, because Chunas was in the building. What was it like, brother?
It was a playoff atmosphere yesterday. Like, I was thrilled to have good Flyers hockey back. And we talked about it yesterday. I hadn't gone to a game since the home opener last year when they lost 8-2 to San Jose. And I said, you know what? I'm not going back until this team shows me that they're worth my attention, worth my money, worth my time. And they've been doing that this season. And I'm not a bandwagon guy. I think I'm a good fan for stepping back and saying, you know what? What's the point? I was there last night. The atmosphere, the stadium's obviously, or the arena, as you like to say, is beautiful. But
I like to say it's an
yes,
arena.
I'm sorry. The arena is beautiful, but the team on the ice, on the ice is beautiful, and they looked great last night.
It's tremendous.
They're fun. They're entertaining.
Right? I mean, they're fast. They got speed. All of a sudden, the kids are up and the kids are playing. Like, that is tremendous. That's tremendous. They're so exciting, and they're young. Like, Konechny's ridiculous. Like, you know me, I'm a big Faraby fan. Like, and you got to give it to the coach. He's come in here, and he's made a world of difference. He plays those kids. He's done a tremendous job, Lane Vigneault.
Yeah, it was great last night. I mean, everybody was on the edge of their seats the entire time because it was a 1-0 game until the third period. And then as soon as Giroux scored that goal to tie the game, the place went insane. And then the Flyers' chance just kept on going, even though they didn't end up winning the game. But it was just loud playoff atmosphere yesterday.
How about the shift in overtime where they kept – it was Ovechkin. I'm trying to remember who else it was on Orlov. they kept him on the ice for almost 3 minutes because they controlled the puck and they couldn't change in OT. Did you remember that?
Yeah, it was.
It's the coach.
It's
a shame because they hit a post. They had the game won, but they had two big posts. What a game, man!
Yeah, the one in the second period fired right back. I thought it hit net and then just shot right back out, but it hit post because you didn't hear it hit post in the stadium. I was on that end of the ice, so you didn't even hear the post hit. Normally, you hear that ding, man. And you didn't. I thought it hit net.
I know. I thought the same thing. That was awesome, man! What a game! It's ridiculous. What a great, great game. We'll talk all about it. So we got a lot in play today. We're live at Primo Hoagies. An Old City, right here through 3rd and Market. You got to come there and hang out. It is a great spot. You know, all day Primo Hoagies, wherever you're at, over 90 area locations. You know, they're my guys. So you go in and you tell them Cuz sent you. All right. We'll come back, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Let's talk a little DraftKings. Breaking news, DraftKings has launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right, DraftKings, a leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all, over-unders, player props, in-game betting, special odds boost every day for the biggest games. This isn't some offshore operation like other gambling sites. It's a legitimate sportsbook. Based right here in the United States, so you can rest assured your funds are totally secure. Get in on the action whenever, wherever, in the Keystone State. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now to sign up for a limited time. All new and existing users get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic. Get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 1020, live from Primo, 3rd and Market, right here in Old City. I don't know, Tunis. This is like my happy place. Inside of Primo's, I get to walk out, and I love Old City, so I like to meander. So you might have to meet me down here.
Am I going to lose you during one of the breaks?
There's always a possibility.
You just walk out, find a pub down the street?
Yes, because I'll walk out. Like, I could spend hours, I could burn a whole day easily going in and out with joints. But we got lots to do today, man. Did you watch the Sixers when you got home, or did you even not bother?
No, I ended up watching the game. I watched the first half actually last night at DVR, and then I watched the second half this morning. And I know, like, it's tough to do watching the second half when you already know the result because I saw it on Twitter.
I would have blamed you if you did not go back to it.
Yeah, but I ended up watching the second half this morning, and you're right. The fourth quarter was just ugly, and it looks like they just. They don't know how to play with one another yet, and we keep on giving these excuses, and I guess they're valid excuses because they haven't played all 5 of them together that much, but when are they going to? If Joel Embiid's getting load management, and I know that's the sports science correct thing to do, he's the best player on this team. You want to keep him healthy. You want to keep him ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, but I grow weary of that.
Me too.
I do. I grow weary of it because they need to play with one another. That's the most important thing. Like, you can't sit here being all of a sudden we're in February, and you know how quickly time just melts away. We're in February, and they're kind of languishing. You know, first of all, you got to get home court. You know, you're in a battle for home court. You can't. It's unacceptable to come in anything less than the two seed.
I totally agree.
Unacceptable.
And you are now three straight games you have not played with your starting five because Ben Simmons was out due to the shoulder injury. Okay, we get that. And then Al Horford, load management. And then last night, Joel Embiid, load management. Yeah. So now that's three games in a row.
The aspect of it, too, is it's the style in which you play, right? The style also is you got to play defense. This jacket. Look, I don't understand. Like, the Korkmaz thing kind of drives me nuts. Listen, he's all right. He's improved a little bit. But he's not a guy who should be playing 30 minutes a night.
No.
He's not. I know you want a shooter. You can't shoot. Embrace what you wanted to start. Listen, the best they looked all year long was the opener against the Celtics. The first game where they were, you know, where they were swarming defensively and getting runouts and affecting shots and going to the line. Again, this team needs to go to the free throw line. Not enough. It's not enough stuff going on underneath.
Yeah, now the Celtics
for bad shots.
Celtics have scored won nine straight now.
I know. Yes. I don't like it. Ramon gets us started. Ramon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, Pazan? How you, cuz?
Yo, what's up, Ramon?
Hey, man. Hey, just trying to understand our boys, man. Trying to, make quick points and like you. I'm staying patient with it, but yet I may grow leery. And what gets me is what you said. You hit it on his head. You know, everybody's going to call for everybody to be fired and blow it up, yada, yada, yada. But real basketball heads is what you mentioned earlier. One, there was way too many three-pointers being shot. You shoot too far out, and you're getting away from who and what you are. Two, they had a stretch in the second quarter at the nine-minute mark. They had a beautiful defensive set with the switching. They lost that. That's what they are. You cannot go in halftime and have one free throw attempt. The freak? I mean, that lineup,
it's something that drives me insane.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
it's crazy.
And that's just incorrect way to play the game.
Yes. And Orlando had, 23 free throw attempts? I'm looking at this by the third quarter. I'm like, we went to the line five times? And we're out. We're big Boston. Bully ball. I'm being patient, but what I saw last night should be enough to say it's not a three alarm fire, but my man, it's starting to burn.
Right.
This is what we sit there and say, listen, this is what we need to do. We got to get back to what we were and who we are. And the other is you got to let these guys play, man. Freak this load management. I get it. If you're only Mark Jackson pointed out, Joe's getting 27 minutes a game. So, what, I mean...
You're right. Like he's playing... Listen, if he's playing 42 minutes a night...
Yeah. Right,
give him off back-to-backs.
Exactly.
But you're right. He's only playing anywhere between 23 and 27 minutes.
Right.
And play the damn game.
Play the game and get the continuity. This year wasn't supposed to be last year when they made that trade, we weren't trying to say, well, they only played 25 games together.
Yeah.
Brett, you got a whole freaking season.
Exactly.
And so you got to get it on the table. I look forward to seeing you on Monday, cuz.
Look forward to it, Ramon. All right, you, buddy. Take it easy. You have to win these games. You just can't just, you know, willy-nilly go through losses in the style in which you play. You got to go to the line. You got to play a certain way. And that's kind of what's the most completely front. You got to attack the rim. Think about this for a second. Like, I get Tobias. Tobias right now has the weight of the world on him. You can see it. He's got that contract in his head that he's got to do certain things. And he had another bad shooting night last night. It wasn't as horrible as it was the night before. But you can see he's playing with immense pressure. And so he, of all people, has to have this lineup intact to be able to play through this stuff. Because they have to learn how to play. You can't sit there and we're in February and they haven't had enough games together. You know, I agree, man. I started the whole Built for 16. But that Built for 16, you got to be able to play together to be built for 16.
So you said that Brett is saying wait until 2020 to really figure things out.
Night.
Right. So that's
said, well, you know, I expect this group to kind of figure it out, you know, we have somewhere around like just after Christmas.
So I just did the math. That's 25 more games until 2020. And like you said, you're playing for not only just to make the playoffs, you're playing for a top two seed in the Eastern Conference. So are we going to see more of this not really sure how to play with one another yet for another 25 more games?
You know.
That could put you in a bad spot. They're going to win games because they're talented, but games like last night, you shouldn't lose even without Joel Embiid.
That's right.
25 more games, Anthony.
You can't lose last night. You can't lose to Markel Fultz. Right? You can't do it. You can't lose to that team. It's a bad team. Come on. No Joe. And they look terrible. Like that fourth quarter, you watch the fourth quarter. They were terrible.
Awful. And like you said, just still chucking up threes.
How come they don't go to the rim? It drives me insane why they don't attack the basket.
Well, we saw this.
Be living on the line.
We saw this last year. We saw this the year before. It's as soon as they're go back to football too. As soon as the Eagles are in a little bit of a trouble, right? Doug Peterson just completely forgets about running the football. Go with basketball. As soon as there's a slight change, even if the Magic take a 1-point lead, all of a sudden it's chuck up threes. That's it. Like it's almost like that's their safe plan, their fallback plan. And you know what? You're not good at doing it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, if they could shoot a three, I'd say keep shooting. But this was no mystery. Like, you walk into it, and I get Brett after the first game says, I need to grow a bomber, right? We've talked about that ad nauseum. But that's for second unit, not for first unit. Their first unit is set. Their first unit needs to play together. They need to play defense, and they need to get to the flipping foul line.
I need to grow a bomber.
Tim in Dayton. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Tim, hey.
Anthony, what's up, man?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, I got to tell you. Okay, so when I was little, I grew up, you know, watching the Flyers, you know, when they were good. I just remember being little, you know, 8, 9 years old, you know, through Eric Lindros and everything. And I thought, you know, what the hell? Let me turn them on tonight. Last night. I forgot how much I love watching hockey. And that team, you're right. It is so exciting. They're fast. You know what I noticed? They got better as the game went on, too. They seem well-conditioned. They're really, and that Caps team, you know, that's a veteran, you know, that's a really good squad that they faced last night. And they held their own, and they play with a lot of energy. Man, they were fun to watch, Anthony. Okay, so let me get my...
How about the goalie? How about Carter Hart?
Oh, my gosh. Carter Hart, man, he was making saves left and right. Man, Washington's goalie made a couple really nice saves. That one where I forget who it was, just ducked out of the way in front of the goal, and it just slid right by him and went right into his glove. But yeah, Carter Hart, man, he looks really good. I can't remember if I told you this story or not. Going back to rehashing Super Bowl memories. So I called you the day of the Super Bowl and I wanted to, talk about my grandfather. I kind of dedicated the day to him, you know, on my end. And, when we were watching the game, my dad had my grandfather's Eagles jacket and he kept it up in the living room all day. And when the game started, kept it in the living room, and my dad and I watched the whole game in the garage by ourselves, and the party was going on, you know. And on the last drive of the game, I said, Dad, you need to go get the jacket and put it on. And she's like, I don't know. So he goes and puts the jacket on, and the very next play was the Brandon Graham strip sack.
Wow. It was
I got goosebumps just thinking about it, like, right now.
That's
the power
awesome,
of the Eagles jacket, man.
Oh,
it was awesome. So, yeah. That's weird. You know, you were at Primo's the week of the Super Bowl, and now it kind of is the same kind of deal here, which is pretty interesting. Maybe it's good luck, Anthony.
Shot
so,
the world, baby.
Fly Eagles, fly, baby. Eagles.
Yeah, great stuff, Timmy. Great stuff. Let's go to Ty. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Mr. Gargano.
What's up, buddy?
Just a few things. Last night, man, was kind of tragic to watch. I'm not going to really place any bad issues with Ben. I just think he needed to perform a little better last night. I do have a name that, you know, the Sixers could possibly look at with Jordan Clarkson with an expiring contract. Yeah. I think that's somebody that can come off the bench and really shoot and put buckets on, you know, on the daggone scoreboard.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you know, you said it the best. You can't lose to Markelle Fultz, man. You just can't. You can't stink
and Carter Williams.
An egg like that.
Right?
Yeah,
and Carter
like,
Williams.
Yeah, NCW, like these old Sixer guys are coming in, and then like they had it out to win that game. They wanted that game more. You could tell on the court, yeah. Even coming into the fourth, leading by one or two at half. Like, you know that some feelings in their soul that, hey, we're still in this game. We can get it done. So to lose to those two guys just didn't make sense. Outside of that, I got one more point. If you could, Tunis, I know you're the historian. It's kind of disappointing to hear, but there could be another quarterback. I think I heard this correctly on TV today. There's another quarterback in the division that actually is dealing with more drops than Carson Wentz. And if that's true, it's kind of disheartening. But if you can try to find out which quarterback in the division has or is dealing with more drops than Carson Wentz.
Well, it's not Dak. I mean, about Daniel Jones,
from what I heard, they said it was Dak. Dak is dealing with more drops this year than Carson Wentz.
I mean, honestly, that can't be real. I mean,
that's why I'm asking the truth.
Yeah, I mean, if it is, it's some sort of weird anomaly, because you look at Amari. I watched Amari Cooper make a incredible toe tap catch on the sideline for a touchdown, even though he pushed off. I watched Michael Gallup make plays every week. I mean, watched Randall Cobb make plays. I mean, that's crazy.
I think it's,
by the way, it's the Giants.
It's the Giants. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Ooh, that would have been like kind of devastating.
Yeah, and even that. I mean, you know, whatever. The Giants. Yeah, I mean, you know, thanks, Ty. Appreciate it, buddy. It is the Giants.
Yeah, and Eagles are right behind them. Giants have 14 drops. Eagles have 12. But you also have to consider what a drop is, right? Like, the Eagles had 7 drops in that one game against the Falcons, but it's even 50-50 balls where Nelson Agholor doesn't even lift his hand up. Now, that doesn't get... That's not statistically a drop, but it's, you know, not giving a damn about the ball.
Right. I mean, look, these receivers, unparalleled, the worst in the NFL. They're the worst in the NFL.
Yeah, if Alshon doesn't play this weekend, oof.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. Are you growing weary of Alshon?
I don't think he just can't catch anymore. Like, I think he'll figure it out. I don't know what figuring it out is. I mean, he should be a pretty good receiver, and he was a pretty good receiver in Chicago and when he first started here in Philadelphia. The injury bug is bothering me, and I think he was injured in Chicago a lot. He's been injured here a lot, and because he's getting older and he's losing explosiveness, it's not like he was an explosive receiver to begin with, but you see the way him running down the field. It looks like he can't even run.
No, he does. I mean, he looks like he's hopping down the field. It's true. He looks like he's hopping. He looks just painfully slow.
He looks old.
He does.
Right?
I've seen him before. He looks like Fred Sanford.
Yes. By the way, I have more numbers for you. That's going to, it'll just make you thrilled.
Just off that topic, like, he's looks terrible. He's ever since that Saints game, right? You had the drop.
Yep.
And then you have all the drama. Like, who's the rat, and supposedly he's the rat, and then the whole Wentz stuff, you know.
Yeah, you know what?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't need to see him courtside anymore.
Take
care of your business, my man.
If he really is the rat, which it seems like he is, it's almost like he should be on the team. Because it's not like he's...
I know.
It's not like he's Ty Hill. It's not like he's Antonio Brown. He's Alshon Jeffrey, who dropped 3 third-down passes last week or 2 weeks ago.
I can't have any drama out of the drops, you know, Mr. Dropsies.
Let's face it, it's almost like as if Mac Collins was causing drama. It's not like Alshon's doing much more than Mac.
Exactly. That's exactly it. But I'm trying to actually, I want to keep a positive vibe for Sunday. because, look, I was at the Primo's that week before the Super Bowl. It was the Tuesday before the Super Bowl. And I left for Minnesota right after the show. It was cold. Right after, it was unbelievable. Like the excitement, all the green, all the Eagle fans taking over. It was incredible. So I want to, you know, I had to get the Alshon thing off my chest, but I kind of want to keep it positive.
Charles. Okay, I'm with you. I mean, I'm feeling good about this game, so I'll stay positive.
Like you are, right? Like all week long, I haven't been, and I'm just going to follow you guys. I'll just keep my doubting Thomas to myself. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's up, baby?
Hey, not much. Hey, want to talk a little bit about the Sixers.
Yeah.
It's Brett Brown. I'm a little sick of him trying to do the square peg in a round hole thing. You know, for one, he's got Tobias Harris trying to run around like J.J. Redick. And, you know, hey, Tobias Harris had already bought into playing defense. You know, he wasn't playing defense before. And that's not his thing. You know, to run around like J.J. Redick, that takes individual to do. That's a lot of energy doing that, too.
Yeah.
And also, too, when they played the Utah Jazz, you know, I don't want to see them run this all day, every game, all game long for them to be their system. But the pick and roll, they ran that effortlessly on the Sixers, and the Sixers seem like they can't guard it. And they also, can they not guard it? It seems like they can't run it themselves. It seems like there's something missing.
Well, against Utah, remember, you don't have your rim protector, right, because Joe didn't play that game. So one of the things when you run that pick and roll is you got to have your rim protector slide over and protect the basket. So, like, I feel you. I just think you're right what you said. Like, they have to get back to playing what they need to play. Offensively, they have to kick it down low. They got to penetrate. They got to get runouts from their defense. Like, this idea of running Tobias off screens like he's J.J. popping threes is absurd.
Ridiculous.
And also, too, we need to get back to getting the team some easy baskets.
Yeah.
I've watched Quinn go 5-for-5 in the first half, and then in the second half, he's buried in the bench.
Yeah.
You know, what is that about? Matisse Thybulle, you seen him have put up great defensive efforts, looking like he's going to be a great player. Now, all of a sudden, he can't get in the rotation? I don't understand it. And wanted to touch on the Phillies and the Eagles just a little bit. Who is responsible for the farm system, for the overlooking that, overseeing that, and
well, luckily they have a new farm director. So they just got the guy from the Yankees, which is a big deal. I'm with you. I mean, you know, Klentak has been a disaster, and luckily they have a new guy. You hope the new guy can do something.
Because we need that whole system overhaul. Because you look at the pitchers we've not been able to produce, the catchers we've not been able to produce, the outfielders. You know, it's
Think
a joke.
About this.
With
Sean, how old are you?
I'm 50.
All right, so listen to this. So you and I are around the same age. So here's the deal. In our lifetime, how many outfielders, like power hitting outfielders, have they developed? Think about it. Pat Burrell is it. Right? Think about pitching. Right? In our lifetime, how many pitchers?
Hamels.
And Nola. That's it.
And it's still a question mark on Nola, but yeah, that's it.
But that's crazy, right? Like, that's insane.
Now, no team likes to go out and get free agents. You want to be able to pull these players up,
right,
the young
exactly.
players from
every,
your farm.
Every team in the division's. Right, every team in the division's got the Acunas, the Acunas, and the Sotos, and all those studs.
And one more thing, because I just wanted to touch on the Eagles real quick. How we bring it back, Jordan Matthews. I really like Jordan Matthews. I don't think he's going to make much of a difference. It just cracks me up when you watch him play. He plays so hard, and the look on his face when he catches the ball. But it looks like to me he's running through quicksand.
Yeah,
and it looked like it's going through his mind the whole time is JM touchdowns. JM touches all touchdowns and first downs, but he's moving so slow.
I know.
But I think that would help if Howie would have got a fast receiver to go with that.
We talked about Emmanuel Sanders. You're right. I mean, we talked about this is the slowest group of receivers in the history of mankind. Look at him. So Arthego Whiteside's going to play. He's not fast. Outside's not fast. Jordan Matthews not fast. And the only speed you got is Aguilar, who's got can't track a ball. He's got no hands. So that's your receiving core. 610-632-0975. But I really want to go back and accentuate and think about the Super Bowl, the positive. Because, look, the Patriots are coming to town. If they can somehow get – Doug has a game plan to beat Brady and Belichick. Man, they're live. That's it. It's Cuz Radio. We're live. Primo Hoagies, Third and Market. Let me tell you about LaBruciana. Hey, you know, I've heard these horror stories. I'm sure you have too. About botched home improvement jobs. And you really, your heart sinks, right, for the people. Oh, my God. It's giant holes and all the money that they go through. It's terrible. That's why when it comes to a new roof, you got to go with the best. LaBruciana. All right? A botched job when it comes to a roof can result in many, many problems, including a serious mold problem, which you don't want any part of. Don't let any of this happen to you. You live in PA, you go, my guy, the master, Anthony LaBruciano, a CertainTeed five-star select shingle master. Why is that important? First of all, CertainTeed makes the absolute best shingles and roofing products on the market. And only the top contractors are awarded CertainTeed's five-star select master certification. And from the very start, you're going to deal directly with the owner, Anthony. He's a great man, Anthony. He's terrific. Responds your phone calls. They take care of you. They use the best products. Your job's done right the first time. You need a new roof, you go to LaBruciano Roofing. Call 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF or paroofpros.com. PA Roof.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Pros.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We're live at Primo Hoagies, Third and Market, the old city Primo's, which is the dynamo. So the cheesesteaks are fantastic. Now, Eric, how long have you been selling the cheesesteaks here? Since January? Because I remember last year you tried them out. So Big Nick is... Big Nick only puts items that are, like, he has to try it out. It'll take forever to make sure it's right. It was like the meatballs, right? Like, so Nick, it was like, I think he tried 20 different recipes and it 18 months before he had the right Primo meatball sandwich. And he did the same thing with the cheesesteak. Because I had the steak sandwich, because that bread's ridiculous, right? So I had the cheesesteak before the Super Bowl. And it was tremendous. And I've been waiting, you know, so you got to try it. It's outrageous. Come and hang out. We got all kinds of goodies. I got gift cards for you. There's going to be all kinds of good stuff. In fact, $2 off Primo size sandwiches, $3 off the holes of steaks and hoagies. So come on by. Tunis, I got to send you a care package.
Okay. I greatly appreciate it.
How was your night last night?
It was great. Had a few beers, more than a few beers. Had a good time last night at the Flyers game. I had a lot of fun yesterday.
So let me hit you with this, right? Because I'm just curious if you have had the same reaction. So good hockey is a great spectacle.
Yes, I'm completely on board with
it. Bad hockey is unwatchable.
Yes. Right? And with my own personal experiences, now I get it. I'm a baseball nut. But even as bad as the Phillies were for years, I still watch them, right? I still watch the...
Right, well, bad baseball, bad anything but except football, because football you still watch. I mean, it's unnerving. But when it's a bad, you know, that ugly kind of not fun, it's what a difference this team has been. When you watch this team, like, I forgot how much I miss them. Does that make sense to you?
That makes total sense, because I still watched the Phillies when they were bad. I still watched the Sixers when they were bad. You know, I was going to the Revolutionary, so why not? But I checked out from the Flyers. I did. Like, I'll admit it. I was like, okay, I'll watch a period, and they'll be down 1-0 or 2-0, or they'll just look slow, and they'll look like they don't have a hope to win the game. And I go, all right, let's see what else is on for the next 40 minutes of my life in hockey time.
Now, they're so much. Like, last night was awesome.
Yeah, the stadium, I mean, the arena was great.
Night, Sunday night, we're I mean, watching them against Boston. I mean, that's impressive. That's completely impressive. All right, let's get back to the people. Let's go to, where are we at? Let's go to Jason, Southwest. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jace, actually, shooters, the laptop is frozen. So could you put Jason up? What's up, Jason? What's up, buddy?
Yo, fellas. Yo, listen, I'm trying to be as patient as possible with this Sixers team. But you're telling me in the offseason, Embiid lost so much damn weight. He's in so much better shape. His diet's better, blah, blah, blah. Then you're load managing him. What is that? And then, okay, I get your load managing him. But then when he comes back, he's only playing 23 to 27 minutes a game. And then in the fourth quarter, it looks like he's been shot in the leg and he can't make it up and down the court. It's absurd. And then, so my frustration goes even further, cuz.
Uh-huh.
So, Simmons, if I see him dish the ball out when he's in the paint, like he's playing 2K and he hits a pass button instead of shooting the ball, it's driving me nuts. Uh-huh. I know. I'm pulling my hair out.
I know. They're entirely frustrated. Even more, and you're right, like the Embiid stuff is frustrating. But even more all that, it's how they play the game.
Correct.
Like, why are you shooting this many threes? Like, you're not a good three-point shooting team.
No.
There's no magic wand. What's that?
Listen, because I'm so frustrated that even just seeing Simmons wear that stupid T-shirt underneath the jersey is driving me nuts, because everything else is bothering me. That's how bad it is. That's all I got right now. I gotta run, but I'm losing it, because
I hear you. Here's it. You can't lose it. Because it's too soon to lose it. So, but I feel your frustration. Thanks, Jace. We appreciate it. Take it easy, babe. But you can't, like, I'm gonna tell you this. Grouse, get it off your chest. Be frustrated. Do what you got to do. Just remember that this thing is a long season. So grouse all you want, because I'll be right there with you. And you're not wrong to grouse. Like, I'm doing the same thing. They were on Wednesday night, Andrew, from three. They shot 38 threes.
8 for 38.
Right.
And if you took out Tobias's, like you said, it'd be 8 for 27, which is still under 30%.
Right. So in the last two games, they are 16 for 68 from 3-point land. Can you believe that? Like, you got to work to be
that.
That's
24%, in case you're wondering.
16 for 68. Why for the life of me, would you shoot that team 68 threes? They can't shoot. There's no magic wand that's going to give them shooter's touch.
And it's not like you're trailing by 20 points during these games, right? Like, okay, I get it. If you're just trying to get back into the game, so you start chucking up threes, but you're not.
No. And that's why they're playing incorrectly. It's driving me insane. Play the game the way you should play the game. I understand about threes, and you want to try to get to buy some threes, whatever. But you can't completely lose the way you play. Do me a favor, look in the box, the last two games. How many free throws did they shoot?
Okay.
Whatever it is, it's not enough.
I'll tell you right now, by the way, yesterday in the fourth quarter, 1 for 7 from three. In the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's when they were terrible.
Well, listen, they were 8 for 30 in the game, right? I mean, they're 8 for 30 in the game, so what's that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.